everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Oh, this is such a great opportunity. I just have to say I really love doing these interviews. I hope if you are a regular listener, you enjoy them as well, because there's just so much to learn. We just have this amazing opportunity to have these inspiring guests come on the show every week and you know, expand our universe of learning, expanding our universe of solutions for healing. And that's just so critical today. So if you are listening for the first time, this show is all about empowering you with, as I like to say, truthful information so you can make informed decisions. So I'm really big on giving people information, and then they have to decide what's the best path for them. Of course, no one can decide and make that decision for anyone else, but we can. But we can learn as much as we can and expand our awareness as much as we can. I always remember one of my favorite sayings. It's kind of a rhetorical question: what's the most expensive thing you can own? And I often pose this question to my patients, and they list all sorts of things. But the real answer is a closed mind. That's the most expensive thing we can ever own. So thank you. If you are here listening, you have an open mind, and you are truly receiving the treasures of life. So let's just jump into the conversation today, because we're going to be talking about a really important healing gift from nature. We're exploring silver, nature's natural healer, and I'm calling the show Beginner's Guide because my guest, Dr. Keith Muller, is an expert, one of the world's experts on silver, and he's going to just help you understand why it's such a powerful healing modality. And I know that everyone will want to have some silver in their medicine cabinet. Personally, I don't go anywhere without my silver. So Keith is such an expert, and I just want to share a little bit about Keith. He is the CEO and founder of Silverceuticals, an innovative leader in the nano-silver biotech space, specializing in high-quality immune support supplements, cosmetics, and wound management products. Prior to that, he served as the managing director of American Silver from its founding in 1998 until 2021, serving his last 5 years as the CEO of American Biotech Labs, the sales arm of the company. Over his 23 years with the company, Keith and his team sold approximately $125 million in nano-silver products worldwide. Prior to his time with American Silver, Keith served as director of property development for 3 different silver mining companies, giving him almost 40 years of experience working in the silver industry. Keith is a certified natural health practitioner and holds a doctorate of naturopathy degree. He has co-authored many papers, textbooks, and other publications on silver, a number of which have been peer-reviewed and published in leading wound care science and health journals. He authored a general guidebook on the history and medicinal uses of silver. The book sold more than 10,000 copies, at which time he made it available for free on the internet, and it's called Silver, Nature's Natural Healer. He continues to work directly with some of the leading scientists in the world, as well as numerous independent labs and universities, to engineer and test next-generation silver products. Keith's motto has always been, do well by doing good, which he believes has helped him achieve a number of very important accomplishments. Keith has also co-authored a number of patents on the various uses of silver and co-owns several current patents with more patents pending. So we have a silver guru with us today on many levels, and I have to say it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Keith Muller to the show today. Keith, it's so great having you here today.
You know, Cheryl, it's always a pleasure to hang out with you. We've had the opportunity and a number of shows and conferences, and it's always a pleasure. You're a little farther away than you used to be, but I'm looking forward to coming down and visiting you down under.
Come down under. Everyone's welcome. We talked a lot in your bio about your history, but let's talk a little bit more about your personal journey that led you from actual working with silver mining into then taking silver and finding unique and actually patented ways of activating silver for health and healing. So can you just share a little bit about that journey?
Sure. It's actually kind of funny because I was working with my father in a public mining company, and he was the president of that mining company, and we were producing silver, right? We were making it. I had helped put together a series of veins and had established a resource that looked like it was going to hit about about 500 million ounces of silver in it. So we were obviously really interested in silver, and we had certified published data on like 10 million ounces of silver, and we were producing some silver in a leaching system. And we hit a point where silver dropped so low, I think I remember it was like $2.33 an ounce. And we hit a price of silver that was so low we couldn't sell it at a profit. And my father looked at me and he said, hey, he said, we are going to find something we can do with our silver to make it much more profitable for us, but he said, more importantly, much more helpful to people. And I said, really? What do you have in mind? And he said, I've been looking with the FDA, and he said, we're going to make medicinal silver products out of our silver. And I looked at him, and I got a serious look on my face, and I said, I actually think you're nuts. He said, no, we're going to do this. I said, okay, I'll start the study. And so what I found out at the time was at that time there were about 82 FDA products that were silver-based products that were saving the lives of, hundreds of thousands of people a year in wound care and other wound wash and other all these different uses, right? Silver and catheters and silver on different things that had association with problematic bugs, bacteria, yeast, fungus, virus. And so I started this study, and as I started this study, I was just stunned at how cool the metal was and what it actually did. You know, I thought of it always as something to use with jewelry. And, industrial, it was in all the light switches, and I knew it was the best conductor of electricity. And so it was put in all the light switches and all the car wiring and all of those connections, right, were a silver amalgam. And I thought, well, I know it's been used a lot in dentistry and other places, but as I got into it, I was stunned. And now it's even bigger. I mean, now over the last, that started about, 20 years ago, 25, actually about 30. We'll go 30 years. Time's flying, Cheryl. Anyway, now they're using it in stuff like tissue engineering and antiviral therapy and wound care. But the latest stuff, there's now a whole bunch of reports coming out. One study just came out that was a summary, and this kind of tells you how much work's been done on silver. But there's a study that is the summary of about 430 peer-reviewed published studies on nano silver. And it talks about him going into all these areas like antiviral therapy and antibacterial therapy. I love the tissue engineering, but also the latest ones are anti-tumor formulations where they're showing that silver could actually eliminate some types of tumors and kill cells and not hurt other cells. So there was just this big study that was published, and I was really excited because it goes into the tissue engineering and all the latest and greatest stuff. And anyway, over the years, we just started working and working, and we're able to discover some things that nobody had ever done before. And so we were able to patent a bunch of those, and some of the original patents expired, and we have new patents we've been working on and new patents that have been actually issued. Some in dentistry with another partner we have, a whole bunch of dental things. And these guys can actually pull a tooth, use the silver gel in there, put a collagen membrane, put in it another layer of silver gel, sew the skin flap, and have you walk out of their office with your wisdom teeth pulled and have no pain by the next day. No inflammation, no squirrel cheeks, and so many amazing things. We're using it in bone grafts. And in those bone grafts, it has the ability, these are human clinical trials that are going on right now, but we actually use a serum, a facial type serum, but we're using it in bone grafts, and we just got it approved in Canada to treat all skin infections and skin affections. And that's like anything that affects the skin, right? So that's like acne and eczema. And so in these clinical trials in Canada, they've been using this collagen serum, and it's got collagen and hyaluronic acid. You've played with it. It's a really fun product, bud, and it's great for, you know, use on your face and skin. It's unbelievable. But in this case, they're using it inside a bone graft in the mouth. And so you pull the tooth, and usually you just stick a bunch of little pieces of bone in there in a saline solution in the hole. Then you put a collagen membrane on top, sew it in place, and it takes about 30 days for those to heal, and it happens to a lot of your listeners just like everybody else, right? Because at some point they have some teeth replaced somehow or have teeth done with implants, right? And the system's the same. But these bone grafts usually take about 30 days to heal. And we're getting about a 94% heal rate in 5 days. We're regrowing the bone and most of the tissue over the top of it in like 5 days. It's just stunning. And so what we do is way fun. And it all came from my father looking at me and saying, you know, we're going to make medicinal products out of silver. And I never believed that we would be looking at earth-changing type stuff, be working on things that could change the medicinal history of the world. And, you know, we've worked with a lot of gynecologists and docs and are still working on some vaginal products that can eliminate a yeast infection in like 15 minutes. So we're after a bunch of wound care type approvals in both Canada and the U.S., And we've got some already done. So it is not only a lot of fun and not only very gratifying, but it's just a cool thing to be able to talk to people like yourself all over the planet and be able to accomplish some things that just help a lot of people, makes you feel good, and do things that really nobody else can do, no other metal can do, and no other drug. And so that opens it up. I think one of the things we probably ought to cover is a little bit of safety, right? Because people always want to know about safety.
Wait. Before we go there, I have a couple of questions.
All right.
First of all, first of all, when I was researching silver, it's fascinating to learn that there has been the knowledge that silver is a healing metal from nature for thousands of years, which is really interesting because it goes way back, to Hippocrates and all the ancient Greeks. And it has been used throughout history in various forms, right? So silver has this potential to address infections and to regenerate the system, which has been known by cultures around the world for a really long time, which I find really fascinating that this has, that this has been a gift from nature for a really, really long time, and even has been used as a wound healer for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, one of the fun ones I read was that they said that Alexander the Great, with his huge army, would put shavings of metallic silver in wounds and then put bandages on top because he had figured out that it would kill infections and the wounds would heal a lot faster. There was ones in there where they showed that throwing silver in the water would kill the pathogens in the water. And, we've done studies, and you've seen other studies that were done on, like, water purification, right? And one of those studies, a friend of mine, his son, said, I heard that back in the old days, the pioneers would throw silver dollars in their water in the wagons, right? And it would kill the bacteria. He said, I'm going to do that for a big student project that I can do for like a state fair type thing, right? And he said, I'm going to do it. So he did it. And he tested a nano silver liquid in water that had a bunch of bacteria in it. And the nano silver liquid killed it in a flash in like a minute and a half. But he threw just a silver dollar in some, like the pioneers did in their wagon, water barrels for the wagon, right? As the wagon moved along, the silver dollars inside would swish back and forth, and it would scrape off small amounts of silver into the water, and it would kill all the bacteria. Well, this kid actually proved that worked. He showed that he had added bacteria to water, pathogenic-type bacteria, and then put a silver dollar in there and then was able to show that the silver dollar eliminated the bacteria in the water. And it was a big project he did for a high school, a big high school show thing, right? And it was such a cool thing to show that these guys, way back when, they actually knew. Now, we've brought that to a whole new level, but the fact is that they knew even way back that if they did these things, it worked. So back in the old days, you had dairy owners. And dairy owners would have silver milk pails. And they say, why in the world would a dairy owner have a silver milk pail? I mean, that's got to be really expensive, right? But the fact is, if you put the milk in a silver container, it kills all the pathogenic bacteria in the milk, and the milk lasts way, way longer. I've seen it last days at room temperature in a raw state, right? Just by adding a little silver to it, it works. And then they use it in all these other places. So it's been known for centuries that it has these unique abilities. And one is that it's not only antimicrobial, kills, pathogenic type bacteria, yeast and fungus and virus, but it actually has the ability to be an anti-inflammatory. So it gets rid of pain in a wound. And there's a lot of data on how that happens. But the cool part is that most things that will kill heinous bacteria are inflammatory. They cause inflammation. Where silver has the ability to not only eliminate those pathogens, and there's, you know, a lot of wound care gels that are approved for that purpose of eliminating these nasty bacteria, like you would talk about a MRSA, methicillin-resistant staph, or a VRE, a vancomycin-resistant Enterococcus faecalis, which is why they say VRE, obviously. But these are bugs that can easily kill you, and there aren't very many antibiotics that can handle them, but these silver does it so very easily. And as a first line of defense, it's just an amazing thing. That's why so many drug products are approved with claims, you know, about silver.
That's so interesting. What is it about silver? What is it about silver, just even the metal, you know, and all of the ways you were explaining it was used with milk and with wound healing back, you know, back thousands of years. What is it about that metal?
Well, it's really interesting because most metals are heavy metals and can cause some toxicity in the body, but silver is not. It was really funny because I was talking to a doctor, a pretty serious doctor, and he walked up and he said, I won't use nanosilver inside me. He said, I'll use it outside, but I won't use it inside because it's a heavy metal. I said, silver's not a heavy metal. He said, no, silver's a heavy metal. I said, no, silver's not a heavy metal. And he started to say it again, and I said, look, we can keep this up or we can go to a referee. And he said, oh, a referee, what do you suggest? And I said, well, in the whole world, there's one book that's kind of like the Bible of science. And I said, it explains all about heavy metals. It explains about drugs and chemicals. And I said, almost any type of combination of drug or chemical would be in this book. He said, is it the Merck Manual? And I said, yep, the Merck Manual, M-E-R-C-K. He said, I would accept that. I said, well, that's good. And I said, so if you go to heavy metals in the Merck Manual, I said, if you go to the 17th edition, it's page 1880, second paragraph. I said, it's table 226-1. I said, it will give you a list of all the heavy metals. And I said, it will talk about copper, heavy metal, bismuth, Pepto-Bismol, the pink stuff, is a heavy metal. It's made out of bismuth. And gold is a heavy metal. But I said, silver's not there. And he said, I'm not going to win this, am I? And I said, no, you're not. I said, we do our homework. We know our stuff. And I said, not only that, if you want to go to the 18th edition of the Merck Manual, it's on page 2022, second paragraph. He said, yeah, I think I'm going to give up now. I said, yeah. I said, silver is safe to consume. And I said, not only that, but there's a lot of safety data that, you know, you and I can cover later that shows that daily use has no negative effect as long as it's a nano silver, right?
Right. I want to say that just let me share with everyone that, you know, I've been using this product that you created, this nano silver, for a really long time. And I've had some interesting experiences, Keith. So I had to have a tooth pulled, right? And when you go to the dentist, they do prophylactically antibiotics. Well, I don't do antibiotics. I haven't had an antibiotic since I was a child. So I was not really happy about that. And I mentioned to the dentist that, you know, the oral surgeon, that I actually didn't want to have an antibiotic used, but I would use the silver. And he was kind of hesitant, but he said, okay, it's, you know, your choice. So that's what I did. So I used the silver with the extraction and put it on the tooth and drank the silver. I healed rapidly and I had no problem, which was great. You know, it was kind of, you know, you really have to have the trust in the product because you're brainwashed into thinking you're really at risk to do the surgery if you don't have antibiotics, but I just dreaded the thought of having to take antibiotics. So that's one of the stories. And the other story is that I had a friend who called me in a panic because her brother had ingested water with E. coli and was in the hospital. His kidneys were failing because of the infection. The bacteria got into his kidneys, and they didn't know if he was going to survive. And she called and said, is there anything I can do? And I had conversations with you and people from the company, and they said, yeah, the silver liquid can do it. So I was able to get her some, and they put it into the IV, God bless them, and he's alive and well today, which the doctors of the hospital couldn't believe it. He had totally recovered from this, you know, his kidney shutting down. So I have to tell you, you know, that's why in the beginning of the show I said I would never be without it, and it's true. I am never without this product that you've developed, because it is my go-to for everything, you know, drinking
it
on a daily basis. I put it in my milk to keep it going, and we're getting, you know, and topically on anything that ever shows up, I put it on it immediately, whether it's a cut or whether it's a bite. And by the way, I've had, there was a woman who was bitten by a brown recluse spider. And I don't know if you have them in your part of the world, but they were in my part of the world at the time, in Missouri. And brown recluse spiders have a poison that causes tissue to die. So you become necrotic. So it just spreads, and pretty nasty stuff. So she immediately put the silver on topically and drank it, and it had no pain and healed rapidly with no consequences, which is amazing. So anyway, those are some of my testimonials, and which is why I think this is such an important product for everyone to have available.
Well, and I think the basis for the stuff, just to give you a little science, and you know we love science, so there's a lot of science behind it. And we were, at one point, we were able to get the 10 ppm liquid approved as an antimicrobial wound and skin cleanser, right, by the FDA.
Well, that's what we just need to
product,
tell people. Wait, Keith. We just need to say what ppm is for people who don't know that.
Sure. So a ppm, and I forget some of these things. So yeah, if I ever spit out something and you want me to explain that, I'm happy to. But a ppm, usually silver is measured in ppm, which stands for parts per million. So what that means is if you have 10 parts per million of something in water, what it means is that you have 10 parts of whatever that is per million parts of water. So in this case, if you have a 10 ppm liquid, that means that there is 10 parts of silver. Now, it doesn't mean there's 10 little pieces in it. There's actually millions of little pieces in it. But it would be the equivalent of only 10 parts of silver for every million parts water. So we're talking about a trace mineral here. We're not talking about a lot. It's very little. But to have that approved by the FDA or cleared by the FDA to make direct antimicrobial claims or killing claims on bacteria, yeast, and fungus, stuff like that, and to be able to clean a wound, like you did with the tooth extraction, right? We published on that subject. We actually published a year and a half ago in a major wound care textbook. We published data from 40,000 dental procedures that we had done over a 16-year period. These docs I work with had completed that. And what we showed was that the anti-inflammatory effect of the silver had very, very little negative consequence, meaning there was really no negative action for using it. But it kept these people, like yourself, from getting infections in their mouth. And it caused the pain reduction to be so strong that like 99% of them wouldn't even feel their pain meds. After having teeth extracted, we could have these guys pull a tooth, use the NanoSilver products, and have them have no pain and no squirrel cheeks, you know, no big swollen cheeks by day two.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And in 40,000 dental procedures, we showed that we had no negative indications, and we had heal rates of a fraction of the normal time. And that's why it was so fantastic. They're still doing that, and I think now there are over 50,000 dental procedures. They're doing these in the U.S. It's called a tax RNE. They use it for tax purposes. Do the clinical trials, and they do it in Canada under what's called the SHRED, but it doesn't matter. What it means is that there's a whole lot of clinical trials going on using it in many medical and dental procedures. But the E. coli, let's talk about that for a minute. So E. coli is one of the nastiest of the food poisoning bugs. It's also one of the nastiest of the bugs that gets in your urinary tract and causes UTI infections or urinary tract infections. The cool part is that if you hit it with a silver product quickly, most of them that are nano silver products, and we're talking in general here, not for a specific one, but nano silver products can kill an E. coli very quickly, probably 15 minutes. So if you have it in your gut because you drank a bunch of water that was bad, or you ate a bunch of food and you're traveling through one of those countries that has, you know, water systems that aren't the best. The cool part is that you can hit it with that silver and kill those bacteria before they make it into your lower intestinal tract. And the problem with, like, your friend was that if you have it and it's been in you for a few days, it builds up. And E. coli produces toxins. And those toxins can raise havoc and shut down your system, you know, like sepsis type stuff. And so if you can eliminate that bug and neutralize the toxin by ripping the electrons off the toxic protein chains, in English, what that means is you feel better, and you feel better a whole lot faster. And you yeah. don't end up with the same types of really negative actions, right? We have been working all over the planet on a bunch of those uses, and we have found it extraordinary, like water purification, right? We found that nanosilver at 0.1 ppm, and what that means is that if you had like a 10 ppm nanosilver product and you dump it into raw river water, right, because you're off somewhere in, I know where you like to travel. Let's say that you're in, Costa Rica, right? Let's say you're in a beautiful place like that, but you're a little worried about your water. What we found is if you dump one part of silver for every 100 parts of water, so like 1 ounce in 100 ounces or something like that, right? If you do that, we could eliminate all the bacteria in the raw river water in like a minute and a half. And if you put it in there at 1 to 200, 1 ounce to like 200 ounces, 1 ounce of the silver to 200 ounces water, then we could eliminate all of the nasty bacteria in the raw river water in about 20 minutes. So if you're going to drink it soon and you can wait a whole minute and a half, 1 to 100, and you're good to go for the emergency treatment of water, right? Or if you're on vacation and you're worried about bottled water you're picking up in Mexico or Brazil or somewhere, it's probably good to have just a little bit in. And we call it a first line of defense, right? The silver gel, a lot of them are approved. The nano silver gels, a lot of them are approved by the FDA to make direct claims. And what they do is they eliminate bacteria and problematic bugs that are in your wounds. They can also treat, like, very quickly, like burns. and cuts. So I think you've seen it. We just had a case study we did here with a practitioner, a medical guy who had a gas thing blow up on his face. And his face was severely burned. He was in the hospital and wrapped up like a mummy, his face, his arms, and his hands. And they said, you have to come to the conclusion that you are never going to look the same again. And then he was using the silver, and he was also using some Manuka honey with it in the hospital. So he was getting a nano silver gel, and then he was using the Manuka honey, right, in the form of meta honey. That comes from your little beautiful
yes, New Zealand
there,
yes.
Also from New Zealand. So it comes from both. But he was using both those products while he was in the hospital, and then when he got out of the hospital, he was just using the silver gel again. But literally, in 14 days, we regrew back all the tissue, all of it. And it was stunning. And for any of your listeners that want a copy of that, if they can, you know, see something that's a little heinous at the first, you can show them those pics and those big blisters and all that, your raw tissue, right? But 14 days later, the docs looked at him and said, we've looked at this, and we actually think you're not going to have a mark on you. And that was just 2 weeks.
That's pretty stunning because burns are, they're hard to heal, and they're so disfiguring when you get a really, bad burn like he had. And to think that within 2 weeks he was able to heal, the tissue regrew, and there wasn't any, I've seen those photos, Keith, that you sent me. There wasn't any scarring. When he completed that process after 2 weeks, this healing process, he looked like nothing happened to him. And I saw the pictures of him wrapped up in the hospital you sent me. That's pretty extraordinary when you can do that with a burn.
Oh, and it's unbelievable because of the amount of good you can do, right? You help some little kid. We did one back when I was at the old company. We did one of a little girl who was 2 years old who put her hand on a hot stove. And we're using an FDA-cleared gel at 32 ppm. And that gel, we're able to regrow all the tissue on her hand. And she had these huge blisters, and it looked like it was destroyed. And they were going to do skin grafts, but her mom said, no, I want to try this gel first. And so they were using the gel on this really serious burn. And literally 30 days later, we had regrown all the tissue. All the pads on the end of her fingers were normal, and she had almost no scarring at all. And, in fact, the only place we ended up with any scarring on her hand was just at the very base of each of her fingers where they kept stretching them to do, therapy on her hand to make sure that she had full mobility. And she ended up with a little bit of scarring on the very bottom. But usually if you get a burn, you get that slick skin that's called striated scar tissue, right? And it's kind of nasty and everybody knows you've been burned. But if you use the nano silver and you use it quickly and use it as you heal, you don't end up with any of that. We did another published case study of an 88-year-old woman with massive second-degree burns down the whole inside of her thighs. Looked like she was 88 years old. It looked like she had poured something boiling onto her lap or pulled something boiling onto her lap. And they put her in an elderly care center and said, we don't know what to do with her. And a few docs that I was working with said, look, we'll heal her. And if we don't, you don't have to pay us. And literally, these were like 7 inches wide, 13 inches long on each leg, on the inside of each thigh. And in 60 days, we regrew all the tissue with nice pink tissue. Not the striated scar tissue. So it was peer-reviewed and published. And at that time, they said, we don't want to touch it. What do you want to do? And I said, well, if you'd like, I'll take one of the silver products and I'll dilute it a little and make it into a spray for you. So you can just spray gel on there every day. And we did it. They would unwrap it and then they would spray it and then wrap it back up. And then in 65 days, we regrew all the tissue. It was stunning. It was so cool.
With no infection.
No, yeah, no infection at all. No, you can't get that type of healing that quick if you have infection. And usually in burns, it's a bug that is really pretty nasty. It has a secretion that the bacteria makes that keeps it open. And we just kill off the bug and eliminate it, and it heals really quickly. That's why a lot of FDA wound care products are made out of silver. The best ones are nanosilver, but there's like dozens. So there are much better than others, but it's incredible. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So I think the important thing to emphasize is that at least in the, and we'll talk about the different forms of silver because I think that's helpful for people. But with this, the form that you've been working with, this nanosilver, there's no known side effects or contraindications. It's like 100% safe, which is another amazing feature of that.
Well, yeah, on the FDA products, if you look at those that I was just talking about, they say right on them, and the FDA has agreed, right, because it's written on there, it's an approved claim. And what it says is that there are no known or expected negative side effects with the use of these products. And it's because silver actually doesn't have any negative side effects of those types, depending on the type of silver it is. Obviously, if you're using a silver nitrate, which is an old, very strong version of silver with salt, those had some negative effects. They could make the skin darker, and, you know, they used them. They were like a horse and buggy compared to a new Ferrari, you know. That's the difference in what they had then and what we have now to work with. But the fact is that even in the old days, even when they just scraped metal off bars and dumped it in wounds, it would work. It healed them up and helped them heal faster. And now we're just so much better at it, right? We can take things that would normally be really problematic and we can make them simple problems, like the guy with the, the bacterial infection in his gut from the polluted water, the E. coli, right? E. coli, yeah. No question, E. coli can kill you cause multiple organ shutdowns in your body. But if you have a little silver, can you eliminate it quickly? The answer is yeah. It does E. coli really easily. Some of the studies I saw were like 1 ppm. You could eliminate E. coli and keep it from putting out those nasty side effect chemicals that the bug produces. So,
Keith, there are different forms of silver that people know of. Can you kind of just define the different forms of silver that are available? Because I know some people make their own silver products as well. So kind of guide us through that, those distinctions.
Okay, so in the old days, they made silver products with batteries. They'd take little silver cathode or little silver wires. They'd hook them up to batteries and water, and they would put it in there. A lot of people still do that. And those are DC. They're called DC-made products. And some of those they call colloidal silver, right? A funny thing to me is people say, oh, it's colloidal silver. And they don't know what colloidal silver actually means. So some people think that the word colloid or colloidal silver is some sort of scientific definition. It's actually not. To say a colloid for colloidal silver, a colloid is just a size, right? milk technically is a colloid, but you don't say, hey, I'm eating some cereal, pass me that colloidal milk, right? You just say, pass me the milk. But in fact, a milk is a colloid. And Einstein talked about all systems in the world function on colloidal levels. He talked about it as systems, right? But in this case, a colloid is just a size. So if somebody says they have a colloidal silver, that's supposed to mean that their product is at least 1 nanometer in size, from between 1 and 100 nanometers. Most of the things that are called colloidal silver actually aren't. They're just a form of old stuff that's called ionic silver. And especially if they have a lot of parts per million, a high amount of silver in them, then you know that they're ionic forms of silver. And ionic forms of silver work because they're missing one electron. And that's all. They just want that one electron back. So when that silver particle comes up against a bacteria, it can rip one electron out of the cell wall of that bacteria. So if you have enough silver ions, thousands of them, then it can rip 1,000 electrons out of the cell wall, and the cell wall fails, and the bacteria dies. It's kind of a Monty Python thing, right? You're either dead or you're not. You can't be slightly dead, right? So if you rip enough electrons out of the cell wall, it kills the bacteria. And that's how ionic silver works. It's a one and done. We call it a single shot, right? Pulls out one electron, then it's done. The nanosilver stuff, especially certain types of nanosilver, have multiple modes of action. One is they can rip off a boatload of electrons instead of one, and then some of them also put out a resonant frequency. And that resonant frequency, the vibration it puts in the water, is the same as ultraviolet light. So it can kill a bug it doesn't actually even touch. Let me give you an example. So there's an example of a direct test between a nanosilver and an ionic form of silver. So silvadine was a product approved by the FDA. 10,000 parts per million silver, right? 10,000 ppm or parts per million silver. And it was up against another product that was a nanosilver, and the nanosilver was 32 parts per million silver. The nanosilver was put into the test in a head-to-head test. So 10,000 against 32. David and Goliath, right? The incredible part was that they went up against a bacteria called methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, or MRSA. And it's a type that's really bad in hospitals and other stuff. Long story short, the 10,000 part per million product took about 5 hours to kill the bacteria. The one that was a nanosilver at 32 ppm, because it had multiple modes of action, actually killed all the bacteria in less than 30 minutes. The first time check was at 30 minutes, and it was all dead. So the one that had only 32 ppm was 10 times faster at killing this very problematic bacteria than a product that had 300 times more of the active ingredient. So the form of silver you use is very important. And where nanoparticle silver can't build up in your body, ionic forms of silver can. And so when you hear colloid, just look at the size. If it says it's less than a nanometer in size, then you know you've just got an old ionic form. Or if they say it works by ionic function or chemical function. So there are much better forms, and the nanosilvers are by far the most effective. And they're also the safest. So ionic forms are the old colloidal silvers. They called them colloids. They actually weren't. But those old colloidal silvers could build up in your system over time. because they're metabolized. And the nanosilvers actually are not metabolized. They wash out very quickly in less than a day. So they go in, they do their job, they wash out, and they can't build up. So you can't do like the blue man thing that everybody heard, you know, over the years. Oh, don't touch silver because you'll turn blue. The answer is that to turn blue takes years and years and years of really serious over abuse of silver. You have to kind of work to be able to get there, and almost nobody can do that. But using the nanosilvers, you don't have to worry about it at all because those are not metabolized. So they're absolutely safe. When we talk about safe, we're talking about nanosilver. It's by far the most effective. It's the most safe. And right now, there are hundreds of studies that are coming out on nanosilver and in so many major uses. One of the cool things we ought to talk about today, just because it would be such a big help to your people, and I realize we're pushing time, but there was a big study done using nanosilver just as a nasal rinse and as a gargle. So it was 231 frontline docs. These are doctors that are in the hospitals working on COVID patients. And to use it as a nasal rinse is not an FDA-type claim. So they don't have a problem with people talking about it being used as a nasal rinse or as a gargle. That's not a drug claim. But these frontline docs, 231 of them, split into two groups. One was 117 docs, and they were the group that were the control group that did not use the nanosilver. They used other things to fight off getting COVID, masks and all that stuff, but they did not use the nanosilver. The other group, 114, used the nanosilver every day just to wash out their sinuses and as a gargle, right? Very easy, simple, quick to do. Of the 117 who did not use the silver, 33 of them got COVID, or 28% of those frontline docs. And we're talking about docs in Spain, Mexico, and the U.S. So three different countries were involved in the study. So a good cross-section of docs in different countries. Of the 114 who used the silver every day as a nasal rinse, only two got COVID, 1.8%. And so what you're talking about is 1.8% of the people who used it as a nasal rinse got COVID versus 28% of the people who didn't. And these are frontline docs, right? All of them. They're medical professionals. They know what to do. They're supposed to be protected. And, you know, was the nanosilver perfect? All right, was the nanosilver perfect? No, it wasn't. But it was dang good. You know, 2 versus 33 is huge.
Well, I think we can extrapolate that and say that if you want to be protected in flu season or at any time, or if you're traveling overseas or in airplanes, or actually airplanes are safer these days because they have HEPA filters in them. But, you know, if you're in a crowd, anything that you think might put you at risk, then you just use a spray. You know, you just take some of the nanosilver and do it as a nasal spray, which is where the, you know, we can, the viruses can enter, if you believe in viruses, and you're protected. You know, it's pretty amazing,
yep,
right?
Just use it to rinse it out, and you don't have to worry. Like COVID starts in your sinuses, it grows for a couple of weeks and moves down into your lungs, and that's when it really kills people. So if you can keep it washed out, you know, it's not a drug claim. You just keep it washed out of your sinuses with the nanosilver, then you don't have to worry about it. Your chances of getting it are very, very slight. And these are guys that are directly working with people all day that had COVID. And the study was actually done in the spring of 2020. So it was in the height of the COVID in the hospital. So it was a big deal. Just showed,
you know,
that what you need is a first line of defense, right?
Yeah, and when I, you know, when I travel or when I, you're moving into winter with flu season or whatever, I'm always taking the liquid. So I'm drinking it internally, which helps to boost my immune system. And then if I want to, you know, use the put the liquid in a spray bottle and just spray it, or even nebulize it, which is one of the strategies to help people was to nebulize when they were getting sick or getting COVID. You can nebulize with the silver as well. We've come to the end of the show, Keith. I just want to say that, you know, whenever I learn about the silver, especially this, the latest form of it, the nanosilver, that has been patented and tested, and which is what you are doing so well. The ionic silver really doesn't have the research that the nanosilver has. I'm always stunned at just how profound this product is, whether it's topical use or internal use or nasal use or vaginal use. This is just such an amazing, safe, and effective solution to address so many of the health challenges that people have. So before we come to the end, we need to let people know that if they want to learn more, they can go to the website silverceuticals.com. That's silverceuticals.com. And you'll be able to get more information and learn more and just appreciate this is one of the best healing tools that we have. And it's safe for everyone and it's safe for animals, too, we have to say. So we have a minute left. Keith, just want to kind of summarize and have a last comment, but it's just a minute.
Sure. Well, the coolest part, people ask me, you know, they say, why would I have silver in my house? And I say, well, we all just went through a major problem. And a lot of people couldn't get to the hospitals. The store shelves were empty. They couldn't get medicines. I say, what do you have in your house right now if there's a problem? And we all know that there'll be more coming down the line, right? I said, what do you have in your house right now as a first line of defense to help protect you and your families? And most of them look around and say, well, I actually have nothing. You know, a couple of them say, well, I might have a few antibiotics or I have some aspirin. And I say, well, this is something that you can have as a first line defense in your house right now. And when you have a serious problem, you go to the hospital, right? You do. But everybody needs a first line of defense, and we help a lot with that. Besides, when you get to the hospital, they'll still probably be using a lot of those nano-silver products. But it's good to have them on hand because you and your family deserve a first line of defense, right?
Absolutely. And, Keith, we really need to go. So this has been such an eye-opening and enlightening conversation. People want to learn more. Please go to silverceuticals.com. That's where all the research is being done and Keith has been involved with. That's the best source of the nanosilver products. And Keith, as always, such a pleasure to talk to you. And it's always also an inspiration of the dedication that you have to do this amazing work. So thank you so much. And to all my listeners, thanks again. And we've come to the end of the show. Until next week. Always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.